There's the discussion today of having soft matzah. What exactly do they mean, soft matzah, hard matzah? We're familiar with the hard, ultra-thin matzah. So we see from back in the time of the Gemara, it appears that the matzah was much thicker and softer. And in fact, it looked more like traditional bread. And the way they made it, that was the skill they used. It was called Radia Sapas. So, and then that's how it started off, very, I guess, soft and thick. And then we see in the time of the Rishonim, matzah became thinner, harder, and it continues today, and now it's ultra thin and very hard. And the reason from the change to soft matzah to hard matzah is, well, we'll see, it could have been, it's sociological, it's technological, but it was two basic halakhic issues people were concerned with. That there's halakha bitter that you try to make matzah before Pesach in order to have the halakha bitter. There's a discussion in the Yerushalmi whether you can make matzah be more than 30 days before. Some are mach, but we assume most of the matzahs probably bake more than 30 days before. But Arab, even though on one hand there's a going to Rashi and the Hasidic practice, dafka baking matzah Arab Pesach after Chatzos, but it's a bitter issue. So Trump tried to bake everything before Pesach, and as we'll see, when they used to bake soft matzah, they had to bake it every day because it got stale. So now they freeze it. But one issue is bitter, and the other issue is, they're not sure if it's the thicker it is, it's harder to prevent it from becoming kumets. So in Yemen, apparently, they kept their soft matzah. And even today, you have to bake them daily. So therefore, the question is, and so the people in Yemen claim they are experts and know what they're doing. So the question is, what about, surely from Yemen that you made, what about Ashkenaz eating soft matzah? Like, is soft matzah meyikra din good or not good? So Shlomo Zalman Orabach, in the Halicha Shlomo, and in the Mikrei Kodesh with Tzvi Pesach Frank, even though they agree meyikra din, there's nothing wrong with soft matzah, or nothing wrong with thick matzah, but the custom is, the minhag is to make all matzah very thin, and you shouldn't have thicker matzah, because, and presumably because of the issue of manat bekiyam and chaim. He doesn't mention soft or hard, but he says we should keep to our traditional matzah. Rav Usher Weiss, in his Minchas Usher, he points out that, as well, that soft matzah me'ikra din is permitted. I guess, I mean, if there's nothing else, then you could use it. But he's concerned that we're not bekiyam anymore making soft and thick, and therefore it's a problem of it might become chametz. So therefore we shouldn't have it. And that's why he claims, that's why today we have them thin and hard, because of that reason. Then he throws in another reason. Like a general shayla of change. When do we encourage innovation and when do we discourage it? He quotes the Pasuk in Mishlei that don't forsake the Torah. And certainly he thinks on Pesach it's good to go chumra to Pesach. So again, so Rav Usher Weiss seems to make it and it's good, but he says not to do it, and it's a change in minhag. And as opposed to Rev Sternbuch, he says we're not experts, and therefore matzah has to be very thin and thick, and he wouldn't even give a hashkacha on thick matzah. So you might, going to him, it might not even be mikra adin good or not, but we could discuss what he holds. However, Rav Herschel Schachter writes that this eating the soft matzah is definitely permitted even for Ashkenazim, And it's not considered changing a minhag. You know? Like, whether the matzah is soft or hard, he compares it to the color of the parochas. Obviously, whether your color is blue or black doesn't mean you're changing the minhag. It's not an essential part of the minhag and therefore can be changed. And when the Rama writes that you should make them thin, he wasn't saying thin and hard, he just meant thin. But it means it shouldn't be as thick as a tefach or an etzba. But you don't have to make it like a cracker. Because, as you know, and the Rama had much thicker matzah. So therefore he claims it's not a problem when it's not a problem of changing minhag. And he said that was the same issue. In other words, going from hard matzah to soft matzah was the same issue Rav Shlomo Kluger had in 1848, that machine matzahs are square as opposed to round, and the effort is like changing, it's doing innovation and changing things the way they were. So Rav Yosef Shaul Nathanson wrote back that changing the shape isn't a significant issue. That's what Rav Schechter claims as well. The hardness of the matzah is not an essential component. So it's a minigam on them, and they bake it every day. I think even today, we assume most people bake it, they put it in the freezer, and then they take it out, or else it's going to get stale. So Rav Sternbruch might even say it's a real shkashas chametz, and you wouldn't even maybe think it's usher. Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Asher Weiss, maker, I didn't think it's mutter, but they don't recommend it. And it's against innovation. Rav Hefter doesn't think it's a major factor, so off the hard, and therefore, I assume for those who have a hard time chewing hard matzah, so for those people, Rav Schechter would think, you know, maybe, I don't know how far he goes, like L'chad Chila, everyone should be having soft matzah, or he's saying that it's not, for the, you know, in a time of need, if someone can't chew the hard matzah. But historically speaking, it used to be soft and thick, and then it became hard and thin for like technological reasons, other reasons, and therefore, you have a discussion among the poskim, whether if you're not from Yemen, whether the soft matzahs are appropriate to eat instead of the hard matzahs.